David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacy from The Advisor. And today I'm so excited because we have our very special guest today, and it's Bernadette Thompson. She has been on our podcast, and she is now a podcast community team member. She has her own podcast on our The Advisor, and you will see lots of different series that she's going to be creating. She has her own podcast series. She's going to have lots of different podcasts on all different topics. She focuses on genealogy, and she is a medium, and she has some great insights and things that you could learn, benefit from, and learn how to spiritually grow in and be able to really, really elevate to new levels in your life that you probably didn't even realize you were capable of doing. So Bernadette, why don't you tell everybody a little about yourself, what you do, and give them a little insight.
Well, I'm excited to be part of the team, for one, Stacy, and so happy to be here today. So I'm Bernadette Thompson. I'm the owner of Tell Me Our Story, Genealogy and Ancestral Healing. And I'm a genealogist who's trained in grief and trauma. So I understand those emotions. And I'm also certified as an end-of-life doula. So I kind of have this different kind of background that really helps me understand the emotions that people are going through as they're going through difficult times. And as a background, as a genealogist, I realized as I was helping people build their family trees and understand about their ancestors and their ancestral connections and the stories, that I was taking them through a healing process. And so that's what the focus has become. And so now it's genealogy and ancestral healing. So that's just a little bit about what I do. But today I wanted to share that last time I was on with you, we hit a lot of different topics. And now that I'm going to be doing a few more podcasts, I wanted to kind of slow down and take a deep breath and go through a few things in a little more depth. So the first thing I wanted to talk about today is to continue that talk about ancestral healing, our ancestral connections, and why we should be interested in it. And what made me think about it is I was speaking with somebody just the other day, and they said to me, well, why would our ancestors want to talk to us anyway? Yeah. And my thought was, is our ancestors always want to talk to us, and that they are ready for us as soon as we're ready to listen and ready to be open to learning about them and how they are a big part of our lives.
Yeah.
So when we are going through a difficult time, if we've had a loss, like we've lost a loved one that was so dear to us, or if we're, you know, we've had our life has gone through some dramatic change, you know, we end up in that grieving process, and it's a place where we often feel stuck and that we don't know how to move forward. And even though getting therapy, I think I mentioned this the last time, I lost my husband 6 years ago. So I've been through this grieving process. Yeah. And I got therapy, which was so helpful, but I still was struggling to move forward. Yeah. But I relied on what I knew, and what I knew was looking back at my ancestors. And taking that journey, as you start to learn about your family history, you discover that you come from many branches. And we often don't, you know, we think we have a family tree, but we don't really think about the branches and about the individual people that are on those different branches of our tree. And as we begin to learn about them, we begin to learn about ourselves. If we stop and think about it, their DNA is in us. Yeah. So, you know, I say to people that we truly are, you know, they are our family. They are our family. I mean, we came from them. And when we're struggling, we often feel very alone. Yeah. And this is a way to kind of take a journey to understand who you are.
Right.
And, you know, how did I come to be who I am? How did I end up in the family I am? You know, we often, if we're struggling, kind of feel like, why is this happening to me?
Right.
And all of those things happened to me. My husband suffered from alcoholism. So we went through an extended period of time of when he was very sick. And if you've lost a loved one to cancer or to some other illness, you know that it could have been a journey. And that causes trauma when we know that we're going to be losing somebody. So the way I help people is literally to go back and begin to say, okay, who are your parents? Who are your grandparents? Who are your great-grandparents? And we look to start to build this family tree. Some people have a lot of information and some have none. And whether you have none, if you have none, there are the way the companies like Ancestry.com, there's so much information available online. It's very easy to trace somebody's family back. Right. And as you begin to do that, you really learn about who they are. And you begin to form relationships with them. I know that sounds funny, but as someone who does this for other families, other people, as I do it, I feel like I become a part of the family.
Yeah.
Those ancestors connect with me and kind of guide me on the way as I look for the next clue or the next, you know, what path should I be following?
Right.
And as you go through and learn about each side of your family, you know, they're very different. Mm-hmm. You also may find something, a connection with them that you didn't know.
Right.
I've talked about this with a lot of people, but I shared that I had someone that had become a nurse, and she worked in a hospital. I think she was working in the, in the OR. So she loved this work, but no one else in her family had done this. Right. And as we did her ancestry, we discovered that her great-great-grandfather had been a medic in the Civil War.
Oh,
so
wow.
And she suddenly came alive with that information. So you begin to discover things about yourself. And that's what's so important about it.
Yeah.
So when this person that I was talking to said, why would they want to, you know, why would they want to talk to us? They've been following us all along.
Yeah.
And it becomes a very spiritual connection.
Right.
You know, when we talked about the spiritual connections that we have.
Yeah.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
So, you know, our ancestors are in the past, but because they're in the past, it means that they have crossed over into the spirit world. Mm-hmm. So when they come around us, as we begin to learn about them and to understand the lives that they went through, they know that, and they come in and kind of circle around us.
Yeah.
And if you are open to it, you will begin to feel their spirit. You get drawn like this one.
Right.
The girl that, you know, her great-great-grandfather, she was drawn to him. And so that was a spirit connection, that he was, the fact that we were able to find that, he left breadcrumbs for us to find that he, so that she had that that connection. And
right.
That's one of the ways that they are, the connection with them is so special. The other is, and it's a word, you know, this ancestral healing that people talk about. Ancestral healing is the idea of healing from the traumas
right.
that our ancestors have gone through.
Yeah.
And the traumas that they went through would have been traumas like war or famine. It could have been just being moved, you know, being having to leave their homes, you know, all of the, it could be natural disasters.
Yeah.
Anything that really, a trauma is something that an event that happens to us that we really struggle to process,
yeah.
that we, yeah, you know, we don't know what to do with that information. And so when that happens to our ancestor, when it happened to our ancestors, their bodies reacted to it as a trauma. And that changed the way their DNA worked.
Right.
And that change in their DNA patterns is passed down to us. So getting to know our ancestors from the point of view of just understanding who we are is one side of it and so important, but also understanding the traumas that our ancestors have gone through
yeah.
helps us understand some of our reactions that have been the trauma reactions that have been passed down to us.
Right.
Helps us understand why we act the way we do sometimes in certain experiences. Does that make?
Yes, it does. You know, and it's funny because when you were saying that, you were talking about her great-great-grandfather, I was thinking to myself, this might sound funny to you, but every time the TV show MASH that used to be on TV. So in the beginning, when that song would come on and you would see them run to help the people that were in the helicopters and they were injured soldiers, I would always get emotional. The song and seeing those images always made me emotional. And I never understood why. And I'm like, well, I don't know anyone in my family that was in the Korean War. And then during Easter, my father was telling me a story about how my father is Greek and how they lived on the borderline of Turkey. And they were, they had to go there to fight the war, and they hid their families in this island nearby. And a lot of the men did not want to leave from the island. They wanted to fight. And the other ones wanted to take their families and escape because they didn't want anything to happen to their families. Well, the ones that were persistent and didn't want to go, they all died. The Turkish people during that time of war, when the Greeks and the Turks went against each other, all the Greeks on that island were killed. And mm-hmm. So I always wondered, you know, when he said that to me, and you're saying that now, I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if I always got emotional because it has to do something with my ancestry, you know, with the people who are on the island. Because a lot of times those islands in Greece back in the day, everybody knew everybody. There was a lot of family on the same islands mm-hmm. together. And, you know, so I wonder if that was maybe a sign of why, you know. So when you say mm-hmm. that, I kind of understand, because there is a possibility when you go back and, you know, and then, you mm-hmm. know, there are things that I'm very good at that I like to do. And then cousins I'd never met before enjoy doing the same thing and are very
yeah.
good at it also,
yes.
you know,
yes.
and it's very funny because like I like to write. And it so happens that she, you know, I've written a few books, and it so happens that my cousin, she likes to write and she's written a few books. So
yeah.
it's just funny when you say that and you're thinking back, just the coincidences, yes. so forth.
Well, you know, and that's a wonderful thing to say, because when we are struggling and when we are just having a difficult time because of what's going on in our lives, going back into your ancestry can uplift us, like finding that information and also discovering that you often discover cousins as you start to look through. I help people connect with people they never knew they were connected to. And that is so uplifting
yeah.
when you Are, and you know, the other thing is that our ancestors, even though they've had these traumas and those traumas can be passed down to us, it is also the triumphs, you know, yeah. and those things and the resilience. So there's so much that you can discover, and you also discover sides of the family that you didn't know. Like you may, I talk about a cousin. We share a great grandfather, and you know, coming together, he was buried in England. He was from Ireland, but buried mm-hmm. in England, and she's going over there, and she has this strong feeling of wanting to go look at his gravesite. And it's just that here we are, and I'm so have the same reaction to this same great grandfather. Yeah. I feel so attached to him. And here we are in two different sides of the family. We never knew each other until this whole ancestry thing came up. And we have that same strong connection to this ancestor, which tells me that he's around both of us.
Yeah.
So it's a way of, it truly does, as somebody that, as I said, has went through a really difficult time.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it was about 4 years before he passed away. And then, you know, now here I am about 6 years later. So much has changed, but there, you know, the grief and the, what I came through, the uplifting had a lot to do with all of these discoveries, and it helps you open up. We were talking a little bit, but you know, talking about the spirit side of things. You and I were talking about it.
Yeah.
When our ancestors, I'm going to use his name is Michael Seagrave, was my great great grandfather's name, and he was a writer. That's what made me think of him. I love to write as well, so yeah. We have writers in our family. But the now I just forgot what I was going to say. Knowing that. He was around. Yeah, I did just lose my train of thought on that.
Well, you were talking about how he was around you, and both sides had families that were.
Oh, right. Yes. And so he came. So he's a spirit. You yeah. know, we know he has crossed over. Mm-hmm. So he's a spirit. So when I think about it, it means that he surrounded her, and he has surrounded me. And you know, I want people to know that when they, you know, begin to feel their ancestors, even if they feel like they've never had a yeah. spirit connection before, that once our ancestors pass or once our family crosses, you're having a spiritual connection.
Yeah.
Because when we leave this body, it's our spirit energy mm-hmm. that crosses over.
Right.
And so for those that think that, you know, they've never had a connection and they would love to, they've had connections they haven't just understood yet.
Yeah.
And we were talking, we are made of spiritual energy.
Yeah.
And we're talking about how there are ways for, you were talking cameras, certain types of cameras, they can capture our energy. Our, you know, the spirit energy that's around us.
Yeah.
And our energy goes out much further than our physical bodies.
Right.
So it's not just the outline of our physical body. It extends out further. And that really helps us put into perspective that we are more than just
yeah.
this human body, that we feel, but this human body is what is the body that hurts the, you know, right. the most, and the body that feels the anxiety and has all of those reactions that keep us, you know, from moving forward.
Yeah.
But one of the things I want to help people to understand is there are a lot of ways, including beginning to learn about your ancestors, that you can understand more about yourself.
Right.
How you came to be who you are, and that you are a spiritual, that you're a spiritual being, and right. you can open a little bit to that.
Maybe it's because my grandparents are around me that I feel that connection, because they were, you know, it was during the time of war that they were, you know,
Yes.
Everything was going on. So maybe that's the sentimental feelings that I feel are because, you know, somehow
Yes.
it's connected to that, you know, some
right. And they left. They
yeah.
had to abandon the group that left because they survived.
Right.
Yeah, that could very well be a sign from them specifically to you. That and you know, as you, when we think about things, you realize that when you first discover something, you don't always think of it as a sign.
Right.
But you let it sit there and feel that connection, it helps us know that there's something else that's going on here. Like, I'm feeling something.
Yeah.
And this is all wanting to lead us, I want to say, back to source, to the other side,
right,
which is where we have all come from. And where love, you know, that's where we feel love. And the love that we feel here is love that has been come through, you know, from the other side.
Right.
So it's there's so much to explore. And so I think that it's a great way, just getting started. And I often think of it, actually, as we look back, in a way, it's a little bit like praying.
Yeah,
you know, I know I struggled to pray. You know, I just was like, I don't, what, you know, I didn't really, but the act of going back, it is, you can start asking them, please, you know, help me when you feel that connection.
Yeah.
And like that love, I can feel the love of your grandparents. I can feel the love of them to you, but I can also feel your love to them. So
right.
That connection is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so helpful when
yeah.
we're, you know, kind of stuck and feeling that deep loneliness that happens when we're grieving or people just don't understand what we're going through.
Yeah. And so many times people do feel alone, you know, for many reasons, even if they have family around them, if they're not in agreement or they're not on the same page, they do feel alone also. But knowing that you do have spiritual ancestry out there, and that a lot of them are watching over you and protecting you and love you, it gives you a sense of security, gives you a sense of fulfillment, knowing that you do have people around you that love you. You may not be able to see them, but they're there and they love you. And a lot of times, if you really focus, you could feel that love.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's also finding that story. When, you know, we discover the stories, and I, you know, one of the times when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about how we, you know, how we really find the, you know, the deep stories. But
yeah,
it is those, that story begins the connection. You know, when we, you know, a lot of times, as this person that I was talking to, when you look back and just say, my ancestors, well, what do I want to know about my ancestors?
Right.
You know, ancestors come with this, just like, they're old, they're past, why would I have a connection with them?
Right.
But when you find each little person and you discover their story. And, you know, why did my great-great-grandparents get together? How did they get together? Or why did they make that decision to get on the helicopter and leave, or get on the, you know, go from Greece to Turkey, or Turkey to Greece, or where, you know, when you learn that, you're like, wow, they came through a lot. And that resilience also comes in and helps us, you know, understand that we can truly heal. You know, it's all it's all about healing and helping us move forward and giving the our next generation.
Yes.
So I want people to feel so much more comfortable about talking about people that pass as we all experience it. We all, whether we have had that experience yet of a really close, deep loved one, mm-hmm. or if we just know that it's coming, coming in our future. And I don't want people, and that's where the end of life doula, and I think I mentioned this a little bit the last time, but knowing that there's family waiting for us. And, I want to ask your listeners, I want them to think about questions they may have, both about crossing over or about if they're getting a sign. We're going to talk about signs in just a minute, but if they're getting a sign, we, as a culture, we need to talk more about death. And, and as I said the last time, I have a brand new granddaughter who now literally is coming. She's coming this week, maybe.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And it's the beauty of, allowing somebody to cross back over, and the beauty of bringing this new life in. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a way. And the signs, so I wanted to say, I would love it if anybody had a question that they could write me at Bernadette@tellmeourstory.com. And I'll leave that so it can be in the notes under the podcast. But you can share something with me, and we can, if you ask a question, there's probably somebody else out there that has that same question.
Yes.
Or you can, if you need just a little private answer, I can give you a private answer if that feels more comfortable to you. But I really want to open this up. So, some of these questions that people have, that they can begin to ask them.
Right.
So they can open to more signs and more connections on the other side. So Stacey, do you feel signs? So you have from this grandparent, do you feel other signs from other loved ones?
Oh, I definitely do. I get them all the time, but I ask for signs also. I call out and I ask, I ask questions and I want to know certain things. And then a lot, or sometimes I get signs and I didn't even ask for them. Like I'll get messages in my dreams, and it'll feel like the person sitting next to me and talking in my ear, and it'll feel very realistic. I could see the person, but it doesn't look like a dream. It really looks like that person is sitting next to me, and it looks like I'm awake speaking to that person. But I could hear their voice as clear as day. And it's their actual voice, the tone, everything. And sometimes I'll see coins. And, when my aunt passed away, I said, I called to the spirits and I said, just give me a sign that you're okay. And then, that night I went to go in my closet and get an outfit, and I opened the door and a quarter hit me on the head. And, where did that quarter come from? So immediately I knew that was my aunt trying to be funny. And that was her way of saying, I'm okay. And then after a while, I kept finding change all over the house. And I had asked my husband, did you leave some change there? And he's like, no. So, I immediately knew. And then when my husband's grandfather, who was very close to me, passed, I said, just give me a sign that you're okay. And, that you're in a better place. And immediately I started seeing ladybugs, and it was winter. There were no ladybugs, and I would find them all over the place. And then one day I went to my grandmother's house, and I came home and I was at the computer, and I'm looking up at the heavens, and I'm talking, and I'm like, oh, I saw grandma today. She's doing good, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden a ladybug flew on the screen. And so I knew that was him, and he was very happy, and he wanted to let me know that he was in my presence. And, anytime something happened, I would see little signs. Like I was, for my uncle, I would see a white feather, and it was just things like that, I would always, sometimes the clock, I would see certain times, mm-hmm. like 11:11, And so there were lots of many variations of all these different signs. And a lot of times, especially when I asked for signs, I would see them, you know. And even when I had a great great grandmother who loved lavender, I asked her, you know, give me a sign that you're okay when she passed over. And the next day in the morning when I woke up, nobody was in the house but me, but the house smelled like lavender, the whole room, my bedroom. And there was nothing in my red bedroom that was lavender. So immediately I knew that was her, and that was her way of telling me I'm okay.
Yeah, those are amazing. And what's so wonderful about it is, and I bet this is true for you, I bet all of like it, that didn't happen immediately, like that grew,
yes.
Those signs. It didn't start out that you
know.
You know, they, and that's what I want to share is that, you know, for me, I never, you know, I thought, oh, somebody, you know, you said that I was a medium and I definitely have spirit connection. But in the beginning, I thought, I have no spirit connection. So, and I would, but I did see the numbers. So, yeah. And as I saw the numbers, I have, you know, said before that they came in quicker, like I would see more of them and then yeah. Give it more, but signs grow. And mm-hmm. I love the asking when, especially when someone has just passed, because that is they are in transition.
Right.
So in transition, it's an easier way for them to kind of let you know that they're around. And I remember when my brother-in-law passed away, and he was young. And when he passed away, my niece had called me, and I was not at home, but I was headed home. And I was getting in the car, and I was saying to him, his name is Carl. And I said, Carl, you know now that I understand that you can connect with me. So just, you know, I wanted him to give me a sign. And yeah. I got home, put the car in the garage, got out and walked to the back of the car to get something out of it. And there was a feather right there. Mm-hmm. And I knew that, you know, and I kept it. I still have it.
Yeah.
I still have the feather that he sent. So it is, I just, you know, and I know I said this the last time, but I just want people to know that if they can begin to feel these connections,
yeah.
There are ways for us to look into the ancestry where you feel, you know, you start to feel specific.
Yeah.
Also to those that have crossed over that you do have, you knew them and you knew things that they were connected with. Somebody once, it was cigar smoke. They had a grandfather that smoked cigars.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason, I feel like cigar smoke seems to be, or cigarette smokes. I've heard a lot of people say, oh, that's yeah. What I smoke. I know my grandfather's around when I, you know, when I smell that. So there's so many wonderful ways to connect. And I don't want them to either. Also, I don't want them to feel bad if they doubt them.
Right.
If they're like, it's not a, you know, because it's okay. You know, yeah. It is. It takes us a while to understand the connection. And
right.
And once you do, it's like you start to do it little by little. And when
right.
you, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I think I'm really starting to get some signs.
Uh-huh. You know, I practiced a lot, and you know, and I did a lot of meditation. I did a lot of different exercises to increase my spirituality, my level of spirituality. Are there any things that you suggest to help people so they can get to that level where they could feel the signs, feel very connected to the spiritual world?
Mm-hmm. Yes, meditation is a wonderful way. Meditation is a way for us to learn to calm our bodies. And the calmer our bodies are, the more open we are to spirit. But the spirit connection doesn't necessarily happen when we're in that meditation. And if meditation is hard for you, you can listen. I re-listen to a podcast that's making you think of your loved ones, or to put some music on. Music is a great, you know, calm music. I always struggled with the quiet meditation,
yeah.
And or guided. There are a lot of people that have guided meditations out there. I started with guided meditation, and now it's easier for me to go into meditation without it.
Yeah.
So again, it's something that you'll learn. And if you're sitting quietly for 5 minutes, you can call that meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you go for a quiet walk with the, even with the dog, unless the dog's all over the, you know, but even,
yeah.
you know, you can, that gives you, that's a quiet meditation. You know, interact with nature, you know, smell the flower, feel the leaves, know that, you know, feel the forest under your feet or the sand on the beach, you know, feel, try and feel those things because yeah. that connects us with nature, and nature is spirit.
Yeah.
You know, nature is, there's so many, you know, and maybe I'll talk about that in another one, is the signs, spirit signs that we see all over that have come through the ages and
yeah.
were spirit signs thousands of years ago, and we still see them and know them as that today. So that's something.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
So I want them to do that. I also, yeah, listening, as I said, listening to a podcast and just to know that it's baby steps and they don't have to feel, and just keep coming back and listening. I also want to share some books that mm-hmm. helped me in the beginning when I started to learn about people who could connect to the other side, or people who wanted to know, you know, when we're crossing over, what happens, or what happens to our loved one. And there are some books that I have read along the way that are absolutely beautiful mm-hmm. and so helpful if somebody wants to understand what happens to their loved one when they cross, or if they just want to understand a little bit more.
Right.
You know, the feelings.
Yeah. I think it's really important for people to understand, because I know so many people that they're a little skeptical, but they want to believe. And you know, a lot of times I would work with people, and the more I spoke to them, the more they were starting to open their doors and let down those walls. But you know, I think even if you suggest a few books, maybe people could read. And if you can't think of any right now, maybe we could write them in the description box later. But
yes.
I think those type of books really help, because they're personalized experiences. And you know, I think people, when they hear other people's stories, and especially if they can relate to it in just a little bit of a way, they tend mm-hmm. to, like, it's a way of getting out of that gray box, and then, you know, open yourself to a whole new world that's just unbelievable. Because I feel like when you go into the spiritual world, you know, people who are skeptical don't realize, but there is a freeing. You feel free.
Mm-hmm.
You feel lifted from this world. You start to see the good. You start to feel the good. You start to that negativity is lifted from you, because you're letting it be lifted, because you're looking at life in a whole different way, and you're letting go, and you're really bringing in the good spirits and letting go of anything around you that's a negative spirit. And I feel like it was a feeling of freeness, of freedom, it's really hard to explain. Like, I just felt like I have entered a whole new world, and a world that I actually enjoyed being in. And sometimes I didn't want to come back, you know,
And that is very, you know, it starts, it just what you said, it's your world. And that's why I want people to know this is so personal. It's such a personal journey that you take. And it's the love. I mean, love is what that is being, it's the universal language, really.
Yeah.
And it's when you sit in those moments, just exactly as you said, you just feel like you're cocooned in this feeling. And then it is sometimes hard to get up and go make dinner, you know, or do what you have to do.
Yeah.
But no, as you, the more you do it, that feeling starts to stay with you a little bit longer as you move to your next thing and to your next thing.
Right.
And it really is connecting with, you know, with the other, with source, with God, whatever it is in your belief. system that you, whatever word that you feel or connection that you feel. That was a beautiful, I'm so glad that you said it. And I will look for some books. I'm going to look because I want to give just some of the ones that I started with so that it's a, you know, I want people to just kind of get a gentle feeling of what, because there's so many, and I grew with the books. Right. I would read a book and then I would say, okay, that took me to another book and then took me to another book. And it definitely was a way of helping me understand not only who I was and what I was feeling, but my connection to the spirit world. And and also if anybody out there has had experienced, a near-death experience, which some, we can have that conversation too, people that have had that experience, and it can be still a way to help you. Connecting with your ancestors can also be a way to help you at, some of the things you may be going through after that. So
I know when we did a show with a gentleman that had a near-death experience, he remembered the book. I had gotten a book from an author, and she talked about how after he left, she felt closer to her son than she ever did when he was on Earth. And she wrote about it in the book. And it was just like amazing because she connected so well with him after he passed that she felt a closer connection than she actually did when he was on Earth with her.
Yeah. And I think it's just a great way. It's a great way actually for, to build community when, when we read the same things and we can kind of understand, and I can use some of it, but yes, it helps you read through somebody else's experience and helps you to understand maybe little things that have happened to you and starts to open us up to the realm that is, so close to us and that we're supposed to interact with.
Yeah.
So we're not supposed to wait until we pass.
Right.
They want us to connect now. So.
And I feel like the more I learned about my genealogy and the more connected I did feel, because there was, when I first started, I didn't really know a lot about my family, both sides of my family, because nobody really talked a lot about the great aunts and the great great grandmother. And, so you heard little stories here and there. But I think the more you learn about your family, the more closer you feel, the more connections you make. And you also understand where you came from, and you might connect why you are the person you are, why you do the things you do, why you think the way you think. And it brings a lot of intuitiveness and a lot of understanding of who you are. And really it does a lot, actually, a lot of good.
And I would love anybody that wants to connect with me on helping them discover their ancestry. So it's tellmeourstory.com. And to take that journey to just begin, I actually have a download that you can go in. It's a free download that you can just get. It's like a six questions to think about as you start to think about your ancestors. And it's a great way to have a conversation maybe with other friends, I'm not friends, but family, like a cousin, or, what do they know? And then begin to build a tree or go deeper in a tree that maybe somebody else has already built. But I would love to connect with them and either help them or at least get them started.
That sounds amazing. Now, if you had to take everything we talked about today and you wanted to emphasize on some important factors, what would you like to share?
I think in this, one was talking about our, just that deep connection with our ancestors. But I think also the incredible, what you shared in your, when I asked you what signs of you had. And I think I would love to connect with people and like, what are you having out there that you're not realizing that are signs and what's going on? And you was beautiful. You gave so many different types of signs that if I was listening, I would have been like, oh, okay. Because it's sometimes people don't understand what that sign is supposed to be. Right. And as we want to hear, as we said, from ancestors or from our close family that's passed, understanding that language. And that's what it is. It's a language that right. they speak to us in. So I would say both of those combined, and just that I'm really looking forward to sharing more and opening this up more. So it would be wonderful.
And can you emphasize to people why it's so important to know your ancestors that you don't really know? Because a lot of people just focus on their immediate family that has passed, but they don't really think about too much. You know, they want to know who they are, but they don't realize that there could be really, really strong connections with them, and why they should actually not just learn who they are, but go a little deeper.
Right. Well, it's interesting because it is the great great grandfather that's a perfect example.
Yeah.
Michael Seagrave. When I looked into him, and I found that he was an Irishman that lived in England, and he was fighting for the rights of the Irish. And this was in the early 1800s.
Yeah.
And he was a writer and an orator, and I was able to find his writing. So from the early 1800s, I was able to find newspaper articles that had his speeches yeah. and his writing, and he was a poet. And I found he was a published poet, so there are books that have his poetry in it.
Yeah.
And what that did, the connection that I made, I come from a writing family. My brother, that's his career. He's a writer. Yeah. I'm a writer. My father was a writer. And I had no idea. Nobody ever taught, you know, we didn't yeah. know that's who he was,
yeah.
you know, so, and he's only one little branch of one tree.
Yeah.
And so what it is that when you find that story about the connection may be, you know, a few generations back.
Right.
And you may find your family came from a place you didn't even know.
Right.
Or that you were in at the center of something, you know, big historical thing that happened that your family was a part of.
Yeah.
And so it is, there's so much that you find out about yourself that does help you understand who am I.
Right.
We all know that. Who am I? And yeah. you know, where did I come from?
Exactly. So, exactly. Now, where can people find you on the website?
You can, as I said, www.tellmeourstory.com is where you can find me. And I am offering a 10% off for anybody that's listening to the advisor. And so the code will be the advisor 10. So that will be the code that, and we'll put that in the, but I'm also on Facebook. If you put in Tell Me Our Story, I'm on Instagram as Tell Me Our Story Ancestral Healing. So you can find me, and on each of those, I list all the other places. So if you go to my website, you can find ways to find me on other, but anywhere on social media. And I'd love to hear from all of your, you know, all of your listeners.
Oh, that's amazing. This is amazing. I love this topic. It's so enlightening, and it's so, I feel a sense of hope and energy when I speak to you. And it's just a wonderful feeling.
Yeah. But that's true. It is the hope. And that's what we want to leave them with. Leave you with this hope. It just brings that little light that, you know, makes it easier for us to understand things.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we go?
No, I think just that I would love for them to come back and listen again when, you know, when we continue to do these, and that I will get some books. I'll send you at least two books that you can put in, and then we can maybe talk about that. But again, if somebody has a question, if they want to put it in, you know, at the end of the podcast, or, you know, in the comments, or just to email me at Bernadette@tellmeourstory.com.
And everybody remember that Bernadette has her own podcast, and you can type in her name, Bernadette Thompson, and you will see it anywhere. It's on all the different podcast channels. So you can find her on Spotify, iHeart, Amazon, Audible, Speaker, you name it, she'll be there. And, you know, so type her name in, find her podcast, and you'll see all her wonderful podcasts and videos. And her videos will be on YouTube, and her podcast will be on all the Audible stations. Just type her name in and you'll find her. Thank you so much, Bernadette, for being on the show today. I truly, truly love having you on. You are just so enlightening to talk to. And thank you so much.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.